God is always for you. He is always a supernatural God who will do miracles for you as He has done in the past. God is always with you. He's always watching, always caring, and always reaching. God is always in you. He's always providing unlimited power and encouragement. And all God's people said, "Are you sure?" Let me assure you, I am sure, except when I'm not. Never waver, never doubt, never question. As a pastor, I feel like this is the posture of certainty that I'm supposed to take in every situation. I should always have the answers, right? And when I don't, I should be confident and act like I do. But if I'm being honest, I'm not always certain what God is up to and find myself confused by what He's allowing in my life. Can I lose my pastor's license for just writing that last sentence? It's uncomfortable for me to admit, but I relate well to the father who had a sick child and told Jesus, "I believe. Help my unbelief," Mark 9:24, English Standard Version. My experiences in life bear out this complexity. When I read God's word or hear other pastors preach from it, I always want to respond with amen, but then life throws a curveball and my amen turns into, "Are you sure?" I do believe God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Amen? But when I was being sexually abused by my little league coach from age 8 to 12, I struggled to believe this truth about God. "Are you sure?" ambushed my amen. I do believe every perfect gift comes down from the Father. Amen. But when my wife had a miscarriage, I struggled to believe that this was true in my case. "Are you sure?" ambushed my amen. I do believe God is always seeking the lost, pursuing the one who is far from Him. Amen. But when my brother walked away from his faith and rebuffed my attempts to share Jesus with him, I struggled with some serious doubt. "Are you sure?" ambushed my amen. I do believe God is always with us, taking care of His own. Amen. But when Mike, my friend and mentor, who's one of the most faithful Christians I knew, was diagnosed with cancer and died, I struggled to believe God was coming through on what He promised. "Are you sure?" ambushed my amen. I want to believe that I'm the only one with these struggles, but I know I'm not. I've been a pastor now for more than 20 years. I get to be with people in their best moments. Life is awesome. Let's take a celebration selfie. The birth of children, beautiful weddings, picking up finally sobered loved ones from rehab. And I get to be with people in their heart-crushing moments. Why is this happening? The death of a baby, an unexpected divorce, dropping no longer sober loved ones back off at rehab. I bet you've been there. Something awful happened, disrupting your life and disorienting your faith. Your life had been comfortable and you were confident. Suddenly, your life was chaotic and you were confused. Doubts crept in where there had always been certainty. It wasn't that you lost your faith, because you still believed, but your faith was now challenged by questions that had never occurred to you or bothered you before. For you, it might be someone you love got a cancer diagnosis, and then quickly, he was gone. You've been desperately searching for a job, but no door seemed to be opening. You discover a text exchange between your spouse and a stranger. You read the words over and over, trying to understand, but deep down you already know it feels like a bomb is settling in your stomach. You raise your child to love Jesus, but you're realizing she doesn't love him. Your heart breaks with every step she takes away from God. You don't know what to do, but you do believe that God is the only one who can help you. You've prayed prayers on top of prayers, but God has been strangely quiet, and it leaves you wrestling with the disquieting question of whether He even hears you. You've been there, right? We've all gone through circumstances that cause us to question what God is doing. We ask, is He aware of what's happening? Does He even care? We read in the Bible about miracles God performed and wonder if maybe God coming through for people like that is relegated to the past. God did that back then, but life seems to prove He doesn't work in the same way now. We read promises God made, like, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you," Hebrews 13:5. We don't want to admit that it just doesn't feel that way at times. Have you ever wondered if maybe God has forgotten you? If we're going to be completely honest, and that's exactly what I hope we'll be, so let's agree to be totally honest with each other throughout this book. I bet you felt pretty sure that God has forgotten you. When you consider the confusing circumstances of your life and the long list of unanswered, desperate voicemails you've left God, this conclusion is painful, but seems unavoidable. I realize you may not be comfortable being this honest. Might be more real and raw than you typically permit yourself to be, but it may help you to know that you're not alone.